JA3, JCA monitoring. Hello there, Patrick. KO4HKX, KA3JCA. Okay, I got some update. It looks like they're going to let me go home Monday. So, the blood pressure finally came down to within a normal range.
Here.
Patrick, I didn't copy that. There's like a 5-second delay or whatever when the echo link drops before I can hear you, KA3JCA.
Sometimes. I'm sorry. I said excellent. I'm glad to hear that you're doing better. And thanks for getting back where they need to be.
Well, I think I've added 2 more medications to the repertoire that I was taking before. So, and then Dave was telling me about something. It was Dave or Shay. Somebody was telling me about having something cauterized there, a nerve. So, when he comes in tomorrow or Sunday, I'm going to ask him about that and see if that's a possibility.
Well, hopefully you got it squared away for now anyway and get you out of there, and then you can figure out what you need to do from there. Get you a game plan.
Yeah, that's what I'm praying for there. But, like I said, at least now I can breathe and I'm not having to worry about the tightness of the chest and so forth like that, so... and I look forward to getting out of here on Monday with Sally and her family.
Well, like I said, I'm glad to hear you're doing better, and hopefully everything works out and you get to go home Monday like you're supposed to. And again, if there's anything we can do in the meantime, just let us know.
Okay, Patrick, thank you very much. Yeah, I'm going to, hopefully, I was sleeping, but they woke me up to take vitals. So it's kind of worked out good, so I'm going to try to stick around and at least listen to the net if I can. I already did the pre-check-in this morning when I couldn't sleep, but I'm not sure who Dave got to call the net. I called him and gave him a heads up as soon as I found out they were admitting me.
I'm not sure. I hadn't heard, but I'm sure he got somebody. If not, he'll do it himself. He does a good job when he calls the net. It's amazing sitting listening to him.
Yes. I mean, he's been doing it since, I think, 2005, maybe even longer. And then, of course, Chad has all of his bars experience and so forth like that. Again, I'm trying to get back into the swing of things. I used to run Civil Air Patrol nets and bars nets myself. I was just reminiscing the other day, my old Air Force bars call sign was AFB1KU. AFB1KU was my call sign. So, it's been a while. Alrighty, sir. Thank you very much for everything that you did, and Sally appreciated everybody reaching out to her. So, that was great. So, thank you again for all that. Again, I'll be monitoring here for a little bit. KA3JCA. Thanks, Jay. I tried to call you like at 3 o'clock this morning thinking you were about me on the way home from Georgia. I wasn't sure what your schedule was last night, but I called. I was up anyway, so they kept waking me up at odd hours, so I wasn't sure what time you were headed back. So I gave you a couple of calls, so didn't get an answer. So then I forgot to check in it this morning closer to 6 or whatever, so... Alrighty, well, you travel safe, sir, if you're working tonight, KA3JCA.
Working, and if you've got my number and you want to call, I'll be up all night, so you're welcome to give me a call on the phone if you'd like to. If you called me on the radio around 3, I was too far away to hear you, so, but anyway, I won't hold you, I know you need some rest, and it is good to hear you back on the radio tonight. KA3JCA, N4, is that okay?
Okay, Jay Shade, I'll talk with you later, sir. Thank you for everything you did. We're clear.